Live, we're launching into the third hour of this, the live Saturday edition of the program. Dial in, bring up whatever you want. The number for you is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. As usual, it is Ian with you.
And Mark.
Okay, and join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we give you the features for free. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their site. Ours is free, so enjoy that. And enjoy the news updates. You want to get kept in the loop with Free Talk Live, know what's going on, when it happens, go to news.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up via email, Twitter, or Facebook. You can do whatever works best for you. Three different ways for you to be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live. All free at news.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com. We go ladies first to your phone calls. It is Melissa in California on the AMP lines. Hello, Melissa.
Hi. Hey. So I'm in California now, but I'm originally from Canada.
Okay.
And I just wanted to chime in on the immigration thing and the new laws in Arizona.
Okay.
Now, I've never been to the Grand Canyon, and I'd really like to see it someday. But if I get pulled over in Arizona, am I going to, you know, have to dig around and figure out where I put my green card and prove that I'm legally there?
Yes,
or not,
likely.
Is what I want to know.
Well, yeah, it's not going to be just, you know, obviously this is a great opportunity for police officers to profile people based on their race. However, this law requires anybody at all to just come up with a identification for a police officer. And I don't know that, you know, that doesn't smack of freedom to me.
Not really.
No.
So you're correct in your prediction, and Mark, one of the sides that is opposing this are the Democrats, but they're opposing it for the wrong reasons, of course. Although the reason is just, it's fine. It's just not the root of the issue. They would oppose this based on that it will be used to profile people, and of course all the people that are in favor of, oh no, well, you know, it's only with reasonable suspicion and da-da-da-da. But it likely is true what they're saying, that it will be used to profile people. On the other hand, it will also be the nose under the camel's tent, so to speak. And
real ID is coming. There's going to be a national ID card with biometric information in it.
It'll be a worker ID, actually, Mark. That's the proposal. Real ID's been kicked under the table at this point.
Same thing.
The worker.
Name.
Well, yeah, similar, but it won't affect people that aren't workers, right? So in the very beginning, it'll be somewhat different. But
just about everybody works.
Pretty much, yeah. They definitely are working on shoving some sort of national identification down people's throats. In the meantime, Arizona is definitely making things worse for people. And people are cheering this on, man. They are ready for the police day. They are excited about showing the papers.
Hey, look, if you read the accounts of people in Austria when Hitler took over, he was elected at 90-something percent. Mm. They cheered fascism when it came in. And they'll cheer it here, too.
The United
States is the birthplace of fascism. I'm not talking about ethnic cleansing kind of fascism. I'm talking about the kind of fascism where they believe that the government can solve everything, that you must do everything for the fatherland.
Melissa, do you have some other thoughts for us?
Well, still a Canadian citizen, it's, you know, if they want to reform immigration, how about giving me back some of the taxes I pay or some of the fines I had to pay to immigrate here? Because I work here, and I don't get to vote for these things. And
how much, Melissa, how much have you paid
to immigrate?
Probably about $1,000.
Okay, and you're in the beginning process, right, because it's not over yet.
Well, if I wanted to become a citizen or something, I'm sure there would be more stuff.
Ah.
But they also make me promise all sorts of crazy stuff to do that. So
another thing that needs to be pointed out here is Melissa has a command of the English language. She can read their paperwork and things like that.
Yeah.
If you are from a foreign country and don't have a command of the English language, it's going to be significantly more difficult for you to wheedle your way through the maze of paperwork and that kind of thing. That's why it costs thousands of dollars. These people have to have attorneys that, you know, there's a huge business in immigration attorney.
Right. And you're not trying to permanently move to the United States, right?
Well, actually, I married an American citizen, so I had a little bit of a unfair advantage over some of the other immigrants.
That they make it easier.
A more difficult time.
That's the cheap way. Yes.
Thanks for for sharing your thoughts tonight. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. So, yeah, the new proposal down in Arizona, we'll just try to sneak in a little bit about it here, from the Associated Press, where the governor of Arizona signed a bill into law that supporters said would take handcuffs off police in dealing with illegal immigration in Arizona.
Because there's so little the police can do to question people.
Yeah. According to the story here, looks like the legislation makes it a crime under state law to be in the country illegally. It also requires local police officers to question people about their immigration status if there's reason to suspect that they are illegal immigrants, allows lawsuits against government agencies that hinder enforcement of immigration laws, and makes it illegal to hire illegal immigrants for day labor or knowingly transport them. Now that's an aspect here that I hadn't heard about. Do you hear a sting coming on? It's a little sting operation possibly.
Sure.
There? Because all they have to do is find a Hispanic law enforcement officer, put him outside of Home Depot, and essentially try to, or whatever ways they would go about it, try to get somebody to hire him for the day, and then they got themselves a bus. They can get a bus to businessman and make him pay lots of money and fines.
Right, because that's not a guy that's going to go to jail. That's not a hardened criminal. That's just another American trying to provide a good or service a little cheaper than the next guy, trying to compete in the marketplace that they're going to take thousands of dollars from. And are they going to give it to the people that were harmed, supposedly, the American citizens? No. It's the government, and they're going to spend it on a bunch of stupid stuff because that's what government does.
It says that
gold-plated toilet seats for politicians.
Police officers will be required to question people about their immigration status if there is reason to suspect that they're illegal immigrants. Well, now, already down south and up north as well, within about 100 or 50 miles from the border, there are roving checkpoints and some permanent checkpoint installations where they'll just ask everybody if they are if they're immigrants or if they are citizens. So do they need reasonable suspicion there when they're at those checkpoints? If so, apparently it's suspicious that you're driving a car through their checkpoint. So it'll be interesting to see what ends up qualifying as reasonable suspicion that leads to the police demanding people's papers from them. Anyway, it's disturbing that people are getting all excited about this as though it's somehow going to, A, stop people from coming here, or is in any way a positive thing. But as you say, Mark, they cheered on fascism, and here they do it again. Let's continue with your phone calls and talk to Dale, listening in Tennessee. Dale, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, Dale, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey. Well, I just want to tell you, I appreciate what y'all are doing because I've listened to talk radio for 20-odd years, and it got to the point where if I was listening to right-wing radio or whatever, it was as predictable as watching a wrestling match on TV. You knew how the argument was going to go. You knew when the dump button was going to come, and I appreciate y'all.
Well, thanks. Although I think we're pretty predictable. I mean, if you listen to Free Talk Live for a little while, you know that we're pretty principled people.
We're very consistent on all our beliefs.
It's fairly easy to take any issue and determine before even listening to us what it is that we'll likely.
But most people have never heard anything like this.
It's true. It's still kind of fresh for folks.
And that's what I mean. It's fresh. I really appreciate that. I can't say I agree with everything, but I agree with 75% of what you say. So, you got a semi-convert.
Pretty good.
Okay, but what I really wanted to, this is where in my mind from what I've looked at human history, where how taxes were born. They were born as a tribute. Because back in the good old days when a man had a daughter and she wanted, when a man wanted to get married, he went to the father, and he said, "What will you take for?" A couple of goats. Well, we got a little civilized, got something called religion, and the priest says, "Man, old man's getting a couple of goats out of this. What can we do?" I know. We'll recognize it in the church. Got a little bit farther along, got something called government. Government said, "The old man's getting a goat. Priest is getting a goat. How can we get a goat?"
Yeah.
I know. We'll recognize it. We'll make it legal.
And now the government gets 10 goats and you get a foot.
Thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind here. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
ever wish that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Say goodbye to clogged gutters and the dangerous job of dangling from a ladder to clean them, and say hello to the gutter brush. I recommend this effective, affordable, do-it-yourself solution because it works. Imagine a giant cylinder-shaped brush that fills your gutter, providing continuous 360-degree protection by blocking leaves and debris while allowing water to flow right through. Installation is as simple as sliding the gutter brush section into your existing gutter. It works with any roof or gutter type and doesn't require any tool for insulation. Don't make another bad investment by spending thousands of dollars to keep your gutters flowing. In most cases, just the $300 to $400 will protect your entire home, and you can do it yourself. Trust me, this is a great product. Just visit gutterbrush.com today or call 888-397-9433. That's gutterbrush.com, 888-397-9433.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got listening options for you, and they're free. You got live streams, broadband, and dial-up versions. Webcam, our listen lines, which allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen in 24 hours a day. Listen. freetalklive.com will get you there. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers. Don't know what an optical transceiver is? Go to memorydealers.com and they'll tell you. They include SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPacks, X2s, and they're all 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. Add up to 99% off of list price. That's a heck off the list price, 99%. It's Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery, memorydealers.com.
All right, let's continue taking your phone calls about what you want. And we go to Lee listening in Tallahassee to WFLA-FM. Hello, Lee.
How you guys doing?
Hey, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were a lady listener. Go ahead, Lee. What's on your mind tonight?
That's okay. I'm beginning to doubt my sanity. All I hear is what a peaceful religion Islam is.
It is.
I know that's totally opposite of, or totally way out from what you guys have been talking about.
Well, that's okay. You can change the topic anytime on Free Talk Live. And, yeah, from what I understand from Muslims that we've talked to on the show and in real life, it is a peaceful religion, just like Christianity is.
Have you read the Quran?
I have not. Have you?
Yes,
I've read parts of it.
Mark,
yes.
You read the Bible, though. Is it all peace in the Bible?
Yeah, I like that part about AI, where they sent Joshua in to kill everything, including the sheep.
Guys.
Lee.
I know all about the violence that's in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bible does not tell you to go do something.
It says that
does not tell anybody specific to go take somebody else's life.
It doesn't say that, no. But Jesus does say to sell your cloak and go out and buy a sword. What are you going to use that sword for, Lee?
I'm sorry?
I said Jesus tells people if you don't have a sword to go out and sell your cloak and buy one. What are you going to do that use that sword for?
Why did you pick that one thing?
Because you're trying to make it seem as if the Muslim religion is somehow far, far more dangerous and violent than the Christian religion.
No.
And I'm telling you that historically and factually that it's just not true.
No. That's not what I'm saying.
What are you saying, Lee?
Please elucidate.
I'm saying that the Quran is not a peaceful religion. And these people who are running around doing this terrorist stuff are doing exactly what's in the Quran.
So are you saying that the peaceful Muslims are just putting us on, or that they just don't understand the Quran, that they don't realize that it's actually telling them to start killing people, but they're not doing it for some reason? What about all the peaceful Muslims? Because there's 1.5 billion Muslims allegedly in the world, according to Wikipedia, and they're not all out there killing people. So what's going on with that?
No, they're not all out there killing people. But I'm telling you, when it comes down to it, Muslims will stick together because of Islam, period. I'm telling you,
with people that are of like mind to me as well. There's nothing wrong with sticking together with people that are like-minded.
The Bible, Jesus Christ said to love your neighbor.
Yeah.
If somebody steals
kinds of verses like that in the Quran, too.
Well, I understand that, but you will not find a verse in the Bible where Jesus Christ tells anybody to kill a group of people.
Okay, what's the verse in the Quran?
Jesus Christ is God. Are you a Trinitarian? Do you believe that Jesus is God?
Yes.
Didn't God tell Joshua to go into AI and kill every living thing, including the sheep? All the living things in AI?
Absolutely.
Then Jesus did it.
Listen to me.
I'm listening.
To dilute the statement.
No, I'm proving it infactual.
I'm not trying to compare the Bible to the Quran.
Well, clearly, because runs.
Good. If we could have that conversation, I'd love to have the conversation that says that religions, are great tools for people that want to kill other people to get fools to go and believe what they say. I will have that conversation with you, and I'll agree with you. However, if you want to have the conversation with me that Christianity is this great love and peace religion, whereas the Muslim religion is not, then I'm going to tell you that you are factually incorrect.
That's not what I'm saying to you.
Okay, then let's start a new conversation.
I'm just saying that in the Quran, Muslims are instructed to kill Jews.
Okay, I have never read that verse.
Well, you need to read the Quran.
So does that mean that
it's a big book?
So does that mean
why would I want to waste my time reading a stupid big book?
Lee, point of clarification here. Now I'm taking what you're saying is true, and I hope that one of our Muslim listeners calls in to give their thoughts on this.
They're going to be livid.
Hold on, Lee. Now what I want to ask you is if what you're saying is true, and that it's the teaching of Muhammad to have Muslims kill Jews, then are you saying that the Muslims that are not out killing Jews on a regular basis or even an irregular basis are in somehow, some way, you know, disobeying their God and therefore might be punished for not killing
them? They're supporting them.
I'm sorry?
Where do you think these people get the money?
Are all Muslims evil?
I'm sorry?
Are all Muslims evil?
Yes. All Muslims are people.
People. Evil.
Are all Muslims evil? Evil.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't understand you. Okay. I can't say all Muslims are evil, but they don't think they're doing evil. That's the point you're missing.
Well,
they don't think they're doing
Hitler
evil.
Hitler probably thought he was doing the right thing by gassing the Jews, but that doesn't mean that what he wasn't doing was evil. So please restate. Please re-answer the question. I don't care what they think about what they're doing. I care about what you think they are doing. Are all Muslims evil?
No.
Okay. So, but the ones that aren't doing the killing, you are saying were funding the killing. Is that what you're alleging?
Correct.
Okay, so you believe that all Muslims who aren't killers are actively funding the killers?
Correct.
Wouldn't that make them evil for paying for killing?
No, because they're following the Quran.
No, I don't care what document you're following. If you're paying people to kill other people, you are a sick, evil murderer.
Well, that's exactly what I would think. However, I cannot judge other people with their heart.
You've been judging. I will do it. I will tell you right now that if you decide to pay other people to kill people, you are a sick, evil person. And anybody who's doing that is a sick, evil person.
They don't listen. Are you not listening to me?
I'm listening to every word you say.
I've heard you. I mean, maybe I haven't listened, but I'm pretty
sure.
Maybe
I'm not speaking clear enough.
All right. You've got about 20 more seconds to clear it up.
If you read the Quran, you will see that the Muslims are instructed to kill Jews and infidels. And
so
that
what do
means,
we do about it?
And that means Christians.
What do we do
they
about
are
it?
To kill them. But you didn't hear very much about Osama getting in trouble because he did before they did 9/11. He didn't say anything or ask anybody to convert. That's why now, before anything happens, you'll hear someone tell people to convert to Islam.
Do you believe that Muslims actually, you mentioned that the Muslims that aren't killing people are funding the killing. How do they do that? Is it when they give money to their church that the church sends it on to killers?
Yeah.
Do you realize how paranoid you sound?
Do you realize how truthful it is?
It's ludicrous. It's not truthful. You are standing on the outside, and you have no idea what you're talking about. I thank you for the call. I hope that there's a Muslim out there. Please, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We've talked to them, Mark, on the show. The ones we've talked to are very peaceful people. They are not murderers. They do not fund murder. They would not want to fund murder because they are peaceful, loving people, just like a lot of people are around the world. Most people are peaceful, loving, nice people, because otherwise we'd be living in a crazy place.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Good morning, Gardeners. Want lighter pots, better drainage, then forget the rocks. Hi, this is Paul Parent from the Paul Parent Garden Club. A lot of gardeners ask me if rocks are the best for drainage in the bottom of their pots. Not anymore. Now use Better Than Rocks, a new non-woven mesh material made of 100% recycled plastic. You place it in the bottom of your window boxes, your outdoor containers, houseplant containers for optimal plant drainage. Better Than Rocks helps oxygen reach the plant's roots, allows better nutritional absorption necessary for good growth and lush plants. Plus, you'll save money using less soil. The material is easy to use, and your pots will be much lighter. So go to betterthanrocks.com today, and for a $10 discount off a 16x96-inch roll, use the code PAULP at checkout. That's betterthanrocks.com. Better Than Rocks will get you growing.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, and they include archives. If you missed a moment of the show, they're there for download right there on the front page. There's no logging in or membership fee or anything like that. You just go click and download, and they are yours for free at freetalklive.com.
Perhaps you may own or know someone who has a company that is struggling to collect money owed from past due accounts. Delinquent accounts are problematic, not only from the standpoint of diminished revenues, but businesses find themselves sidetracked by the arduous task of trying to collect these accounts. Consequently, valuable time and resources are pulled away from principal operations. SACL CAI liberates businesses from inefficiencies and the vexing tasks of collections. SACL CAI, you can see their banner at freetalklive.com. They're the big sponsor of the show, SACL CAI.
All right, 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything, and we continue with your calls here. Going to, I believe, Lonnie is with us. Lonnie in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, guys. Thanks for promoting Real Freedom.
Lonnie, what's on your mind tonight?
I just want to talk about a police encounter I had last week.
Okay.
I was driving through town about midday, and I noticed that there was a lot of construction going on, and there are men working and police officers, so I made sure to follow the traffic rules, made sure, my seatbelt was on, I was following the speed limit, and I was pulled over for allegedly being on the phone. I was not on the phone. However, it could have been the sticker that said, "My Patriot Act is the Bill of Rights."
Could have been.
You know, and this this texting and these cell phone laws are great ways to be able to pull somebody over.
I saw you on the phone. I saw you.
Yeah, that you don't like, that, you know, may have a bad cop, no donut bumper sticker or something like that,
right.
Which I think is a bad idea, by the way.
They don't need any evidence that you were on the phone. They just have to say they thought they saw you.
I thought it looked like he was on the phone. He might have just been scratching his face, but he looked like he was on the phone.
And that gives them the opportunity to sniff around for all kinds of reasons.
Yeah, if you're the right age, you probably have pot.
So what happened after that?
Well, that's true. I know you guys have the saying of the non-crime driving while black. Well, in Connecticut, we have, and probably all over the country, driving while young.
Yeah,
especially
sure.
After 11 o'clock, it's a crime.
Was this at night?
No, I'm just saying it's more likely.
Sure. And it's more likely if you've got more than one young person in the car. But you were alone, right?
No. I had three friends in the car. My girlfriend actually recorded the cop saying, you know, that he observed me on the phone. And
with his knowledge, you recorded him or not?
No, she.
Okay.
She just had an audio recording done on her cell phone.
Got it.
And I basically said, no, I wasn't. And everybody in the car vouched for me. I had friends in the back seat, and you know, I didn't want to argue with him. I didn't want to.
Sure.
You know, I didn't want to come off as afraid and having something to hide, which we didn't. And basically, I just took the ticket. However, I plan to actually. I have a PDF of the phone times, the phone call times, and nobody on my plan texted or made any calls during the hour in which the ticket was
interesting.
Given
sweet.
To
so you're going to take it to court then?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to take it to court.
Now,
well
is Connecticut one of those places where they
get jurisdictionary.com so you don't get messed up.
Is Connecticut one of those places where they mandate that you pay the fine in advance if you want to take it to court? Some silly nonsense?
I don't believe so. I know I have to appear on the 30th, and it's $100, or I can buy a Bluetooth headset or something.
What? What's a Bluetooth headset have to do with anything?
Well, basically, the police officer said that I either could pay the ticket or purchase a Bluetooth hands-free phone set and bring a proof of purchase.
Interesting. I've never heard of this.
Yeah.
So they'll let you get out of the fine if you go and you buy a hands-free device.
Right. So I'm not interested in buying a hands-free device or paying a $100 ticket. So
clogging up the court system. Good job.
What's your guys' advice?
I think it's fine. I think what you're doing is fine. I mean, I wouldn't advise hiring a lawyer on something like this. That's just going to be throwing money down a hole. It's going to be an interesting occasion for you. It's going to be likely intimidating because they know what they're doing and you don't. And they do this all day long, every single day.
However, the PDF of your phone's records is pretty strong proof. You could probably delete one. I know I could on my phone, but you know it's still strong proof. It's better than what the cop has, which is I didn't write your phone.
Right.
Exactly.
You're going to want to make sure that you do stuff like enter that into evidence in advance, because otherwise if you try to bring that up the day of the trial, they'll disqualify it because you didn't follow their rules. They have all these rules that they want you to obey, and so there's going to be there's a learning curve involved here. But good on you for going not guilty or for refusing to. Well, I personally would refuse the plea and force them to enter the plea, but good for you for challenging it in the courts, because if more people did what you're doing, then they wouldn't be able to get away with the crap that they get away with. So let us know how it goes, and thanks for the call, Lonnie. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231 as we continue here going to Stephen. Stephen is in Virginia. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live at the end of Mark.
Hey, guys. I called in last week. I talked to you guys about the marijuana issue. I definitely agree with you on that issue. However, I'd like to just state that I am definitely against this bill in Arizona. I think there's a much more effective approach that could have been used, and that's this. I just feel that any employer who hires an illegal alien of no matter the ethnicity should be fined $100,000 and get 1 year in prison. I think that would take care of the problem.
Why don't
I
shoot a few of them?
Oh, well, you know what? I want to tell you right now. I resent the way that you are approaching this, and I'm going to tell you why. I happen to be a white male construction worker, and I am a victim of, and I'm a citizen of this country. I am a victim of institutional racism. Now, I can prove it if you'll let me.
Okay.
There was a stimulus package hearing in which Robert Rice stated he was helping Obama, who I voted for.
Your mistake.
He basically stood up in the stimulus package and meeting and said, or stimulus package hearing and said, I'm concerned that this stimulus package, funds not necessarily go to white male construction workers. Now, I don't know what the color of my skin's got to do with anything, but I damn well bet you didn't get all upset about that. And you guys aren't white male construction workers, so you probably don't care. Well, I've never been a right winger. I voted for Barack Obama. I grew up in PG County, Maryland, okay? Just look up the demographics on that neighborhood in case you don't know anything about it. But I don't know what my color of my skin's got to do with stimulus package money going to guys like me. But
I agree that I don't think that stimulus package money should go to anyone. I don't think that money should be stolen from people and given to other people that didn't earn it.
Well, you know what? The issue is institutional racism. Okay, that's not
in which institution?
I don't agree with the stimulus package hearing money either going to anybody.
So which institution? But, I mean, you're talking about the institution of the government?
Yes. I mean, obviously a government guy got up and said that I'm concerned that this money not go to white guys. I'm a white guy, construction worker, okay?
Yeah,
now,
I gotcha.
I don't think you got all upset about that. And I happen to be a citizen.
Look, I don't
think
– look, I don't
I'm
know what you're
citizen,
talking about.
See?
I don't care about your citizenship. I don't care what plot of land you were born on,
see,
and I don't care what your
what
color
amounts
is.
To. Here's what it amounts to. I voted for Obama. I'm not a
You've
right
mentioned
here.
That already. Look, Steven.
Yeah, I know, and I grew up in a black neighborhood.
Yeah. Okay.
The fact is that you aren't upset about that was said about guys like me.
Yes, I am.
We're
actually
citizens of this country.
I think it's wrong that anybody would make any kind of distinction based on your color. Not if you're going
to
repeat yourself the whole time.
Thanks for the call, Stephen. Appreciate hearing from you. I'm upset about people having money, as you pointed out, money stolen from them and then having
right.
bureaucrats.
I don't care what their color, the color of their skin
right.
is. I've chosen not to have a color. Not me. I don't have one.
More coming up here, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's aggressive force that upsets me, and that there's all kinds of it out there against all a lot of people.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at celebrationcorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner. Or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans. like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and only moments remain. Maybe enough time for your call. 800-259-9231. SACL CAI. Toll free line. 1-800-259-9231 is the live Saturday edition, and it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away. The site itself allows you to kind of suggest to us what you might want to hear on the show. You can submit show prep ideas, links to news stories, videos, blog posts, whatever it is you want. Other listeners then vote up or vote down based on how they feel about your submission. You can also vote it up, vote up and down on different things. And then the most popular stories will get promoted to the front page of the website and make it more likely we'll talk about them on the air. Freetalklive.com is where you want to go for that. It's all free. Again, freetalklive.com. Let's continue here with your calls. Lance is on in New Hampshire on the AMP lines. Hello, Lance.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
I just wanted to correct you. I heard you advise a gentleman a little bit earlier not to hire an attorney, and I wanted to straighten you all out on that and tell you that people should hire lawyers all the time, as often as possible.
Well, you are an attorney by trade, as I understand it. So, I mean, are you really serious in a traffic ticket case?
Absolutely.
You're going to pay more to the attorney than you'd pay if you paid to the state.
And now, why is that a bad thing? Seriously, if you want to jam up the court system, hiring a lawyer is certainly a good way to spend your money.
That's true.
One of the things I really wanted to call about tonight was you guys talked about the SEC last night, and I didn't know if either one of you were aware of when the SEC was created or who was the original commissioner.
The FEC, the Federal Elections Commission, or the SEC, the Securities Exchange Commission. Got it. No, go ahead. You tell.
It was part of the New Deal package in 1934, and Joseph Kennedy, father of John F. Kennedy, was the original SEC commissioner.
Well, there couldn't have possibly been any corruption there then.
All right, there you go, Lance. Thanks for trying to drum up business. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. We continue here. You can bring up anything, and we go to Steve listening in Tallahassee to WFLA-FM. Hello, Steve.
Good evening. How are you, my friend?
Steve, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, actually, I'm Stu from Tallahassee.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Stu.
No problem. Well, thank you for calling from one of the most beautiful and best-kept secrets in the nation, New Hampshire.
It is a secret.
By the way, I am sitting here watching the most violent scenes from the movie Avatar, and I'm sitting here talking to you. And I want to tell you, I'm worried about this cap and trade. Have you heard about cap and trade?
Yeah, it's the thing where they're going to just extract a whole bunch of money from people.
Yeah, it's a brand new fun government tax.
Yeah, they're
going to
use
breathing.
The climate as the excuse to extract more money from people.
Well, get this, man. Down deep inside cap and trade, pellet stoves and wood stoves in the New England states, including New Hampshire, are going to be federalized and removed if they do not comply. What do you think about that?
I think that really stinks because I've got one of those outdoor wood boilers and I know it doesn't comply.
And here's what scares me even more. I'm here in South Georgia and I've got a well system powered off the grid, but I can link it to a generator, and they're telling me they're going to put a meter on my well system, which is already patched to the power box, and they want to measure gallons per minute.
Oh, my God.
Charge me for them. What is wrong with that, my friend?
As if they own the water on your land.
Oh, my gosh. Guys,
that's crazy.
What are we going to do? What are we going to do in November? What do we need to do in November?
Oh, well, nothing's going to change in November. Nothing is going to change.
Cap and trade is pretty much a Democrat kind of issue, and I think that if you want to see...
I thought he just meant overall with the
right. The Republicans love their... they may be a little bit more tax and... They don't want to tax quite as much. They'll just deficit. So they deficit and spend. The Democrats tax and spend, and, we're in a spot. A death spiral. Yeah. How long is it going to last? I don't know. I wouldn't give it more than a few decades.
Here's what can be done that doesn't involve November, because I don't expect Republicans or Democrats are going to change anything significant about the oppressive system. What can be done is people that love liberty can move together and they can get active and they can refuse to go along with it, refuse to pay for the water being pumped out of their own wells and that kind of thing.
Right. I mean, things happen all the time. Trees fall on meters and break them, all the time in New Hampshire.
Just refuse to pay. I mean, if people stopped obeying the state, then it's power would just dry right up. But that takes risk, and it takes courage, and those are two things that Americans are, they're not so interested in. And I thank you for the call and the thoughts tonight.
God bless you.
Yep, 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, because the government indoctrination camps that they send everybody to for at least 13 years, they encourage people, or they rather discourage people from being taking risks. They want you to just be a good little worker bee, go get your job and keep it for the rest of your life. Make sure you pay taxes every single year, and then you can retire someday, and then maybe you'll get a pittance from the federal government. Don't take any risks. Don't be an entrepreneur. Don't go out on a limb. Don't be an investor. It's dangerous to take risks. Shh. Isn't there a TV show you should be watching? Don't think outside the box.
You think Stu was a old radio guy?
He did have that. All right, let's continue here with your phone calls and go to Devin listening in Indianapolis to WXNT. Hello, Devin.
Hello. How are you, gentlemen?
Super. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I'm a new-time listener, and I'm just completely fed up with Democrats, Republicans. Everywhere I look, the government is intrusive on my life.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming after my kids. They're, just everywhere I look, and I'm getting tired of it. And I just wanted your guys' opinion on, what's the best way to go. The Gadsden flag, the coiled snake, when does that snake strike? I'm saying that we need to, do any kind of violent activities. I'm just saying, at what point is enough enough?
I see where
enough
you're coming
has
from.
Been enough a long time ago.
Yeah.
I don't think enough is enough in the sense that that any kind of violent activity is going to be met with anything but
more violence.
The public is going to look at it as a very bad thing.
Right. We've gone into real detail on this issue in the past, and it wouldn't do the issue of violence justice to really try to dig in here in the remaining 3 minutes of the program. But I want to invite you to call us back during the week. We do this show every single night. Whether you get it locally or not, we're still doing it every night, 7 to 10 Eastern Time, freetalklive.com. And if you don't get it on your local talk radio station, give them a call and ask them why not. And ask them real nice to add more Free Talk Live. If you're getting some of us, but not all 18 hours, there's a lot more out there to be heard. But, yeah, violence is certainly not the answer. There are a lot of peaceful things that can be done, civil disobedience, non-cooperation, getting together with other like-minded people to make a difference. That's why, Mark, you and I moved from Florida to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. FreeStateProject.org is a place you can go. That's the answer. Somebody, and thanks for the call, by the way. We're short on time, but somebody was being critical of the show this week. They pulled their amplifier because they said that they didn't believe that New Hampshire was the only option for freedom, and they felt like they were being alienated. They felt like they were being alienated by us on the show, as that's what we're constantly promoting. Well, it's what we believe in. We moved our lives for it, and we've asked time and time again on this program for people to provide us with a better idea than getting together in the same geographic area with like-minded people and getting active. Come up with something that's a better idea than that. I'm not saying it has to be New Hampshire. There's the Free State Wyoming. There's another group of people that are getting together for the same purpose. It's nowhere near as large. It's nowhere near as popular. But it's still the same idea. I think it's the idea that makes sense, not necessarily New Hampshire. It's just that New Hampshire was chosen by popular vote, Condorcet method, a few years back. And so that's where we are, and that's where people are coming to. So freestateproject.org to learn more about that. Let's go to Scott, listening to WFTL in Florida. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Listen, this might seem strange, but I've come up with this theory on why the Kardashian girls are so successful.
Who?
All right, you know, Kim Kardashian.
We don't know much about pop culture, but I have
this
seen...
Will be very, this, it's no secret that her father, who was one of O.J.'s attorneys,
oh, yeah.
left his house a day after the murder with a bag. And some speculate that the murder weapon was in that bag. Well, these girls have pretty much sold their soul to the devil with this murder weapon. They probably pray to it every night. And that's why my theory of their success is because the father sold his soul to the devil.
How do you do that? I mean, I'm sure there's people listening who would like to know how.
It's probably a complicated process. You got to make an appointment, I would imagine. But, but you know, it's humorous. But just think about it. The guy, you know, how can this day and age with so many talented people that people like this can be successful just because their father was friends with a murderer?
Well, a lot of people look up to celebrities in the United States. They want to be rich and famous, and people are now famous for being rich. And these girls were rich because their father was a very successful attorney in a place in the country where if one is a successful attorney, one's going to be a multimillionaire.
Scott, we're out of time. Thank you for the call, and sorry to anybody we couldn't get to. Call us Monday night. We'll be happy to talk to you about whatever you want at that time. In the meantime, enjoy the rest of your weekend and see us online at freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.